What is it?
You, if you had a nice tea set, you might say it's made out of what?
China. Or silver. Sometimes some people have silver, but I don't have one.
Right.
I got silver coffee pot, at least one that looks so like silver. The way it's silver.
What would you use to carry water in?
Water bucket.
What would you carry milk in?
Milk bucket.
Do you ever call it anything else besides a bucket?
Well, when my daddy used to sell milk, they had big 5-gallon cans. He had a dairy, and they'd milk in the morning and night and have it out in the cool for night and have it sitting out there at the railroad for the train to take it into Atlanta. That's when he had a dairy here. They'd milk. And you know this kind of churn they had to churn what they didn't sell off was, it looked like a coffin. We used to play with it and rock the baby in it. And it was on a frame and it was wood. And they'd stand by and do this way instead of churning up and down. And I know my daughter, Lil, the one you saw the picture of a while ago, she used to have to churn, and made her mad to churn. We had one of these round churns with a dasher, and she didn't want to churn, and so she churned so hard she broke the bottom out of it and water milk.
Oh my God.
Oh. That was after we moved back here, you see, mm-hmm. After the children were up in age.
You were telling me about the pigs. What did you call the container you used to carry food in?
Slop.
What would you call what you put the slop in?
Trough.
What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan. What I was skillet frying pan.
What are they made out of? What are the ones that you use made out of?
I got one in yonder. You want to see it?
I will a little bit later. What about something big and black that you might have had in your backyard in your old house?
Washpole. I got it out here on the well now with flowers growing in it.
Had a big black one?
Uh-huh.
What do people sometimes call that?
Wash pot.
Besides a pot, what do they call it sometimes? Uh-huh. What you boil your water in, you might say that's a tea what?
Tea kettle. Well, now I used to have a little iron kettle, but I don't know what went with it.
What do you call the container that you put flowers in the house?
A vase.
What do you call the things you put on your table to have a meal to eat with? To eat your food with?
Knife and fork.
And what else? Mm-hmm. If you had more than one knife, you'd have two what?
Butter knife. Is that it? I don't remember. Did have but one knife on mine.
If the dishes are all dirty, you might say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, I've got to
wash my dishes. I always had to do that before dinner. But I played out in the yard and up in the woods with the children for time to start cooking dinner, and then that's when I wash my breakfast dishes.
After you wash the dishes, to get the soap off of them, you might what?
Pour scalding water over.
All right. What's another word we use to say, instead of putting the water over them, we say we did what to the dish?
Rinse them. Is that it? Mm-hmm.
What do you call the cloth or the rag you use to wash your dishes?
Called
what? What do you use the cloth, call the cloth or the rag that you use to wash your dishes?
Dish rag.
And what do you call the cloth or rag you use to dry?
Drying cloth.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face?
Wash rag.